insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا
And it is he who has created from semen a human being and made him a relative by lineage and marriage. And ever is your Lord competent concerning creation.
Dear listeners, we were discussing the 54th verse of Surah Al-Furqan. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا And he it is who has created man from water. Then he made him related in blood and in wedlock, and your Lord is ever-powerful. As you may remember, the previous verses were also discussing the Almighty Allah's blessings and the different forms of His mercies, the showers of mercies on the servants, and the benefits of the rains as well. So, the Almighty Allah talked about different kinds of waters and different benefits of them. And in this verse, another aspect of water is brought up. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا He has created a man from water also. We concluded that since the other verses suggest the purpose of water here is the sperm from which all people are generated by Allah's might. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا And he made him related in blood and wedlock. We also said that these two are talking about the indirect cause in the subject of marriage. In chapter Nisa, seven of the unmarriageable ones, the mother, daughter, sister of mother, sister of father, daughter of brother, daughter of sister, that are created by lineage or parentage are mentioned. And also, four cases of the indirect cause, daughter of wife, mother of wife, wife of issue, and wife of father are mentioned. Of course, there are other opinions about this sentence stated by commentators, but this one is stronger and clearer, including this one. Some say that the word nasab means male offspring, and the word sihr means female offspring. Because blood relationships traditionally are counted depending on fathers and not mothers. But as we said earlier in this program and in the previous episode, the other verses of the Holy Quran suggest that this verse is talking about the different subjects of marriage. And also, other verses of the Holy Quran, specifically the 61st verse of chapter Ali Imran, suggests that if we believe that brother relationships are counted only depending on fathers, it is a big mistake, and it is originated from the customs and the traditions that were before Islam. These traditions thought that blood relationship has been originated only from father, and mother has no role. But as it is specified by Islam jurisprudence and all the Islam learned persons, all ordinances that are about lineally being unmarriageable are from both the father's side and the mother.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
It is interesting that there is a famous tradition which is recorded in Shi'i and Sunni books. According to this tradition, this verse is sent down about the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because the Prophet ﷺ married his daughter Fatima off to Ali alayhi salam, and therefore Ali was both the cousin of the Prophet and the spouse of his daughter. This is the meaning of the Quranic phrase nasaban wa sihra, related in blood and in wedlock. But as we have repeatedly mentioned, these narrations are some clear extensions of the verse. These different meanings mentioned by the commentators do not prevent the generality of the meaning of the verse. This verse includes any relationship that is created by the way of blood and marriage, and one of its clear extensions is the bilateral relationship of Ali alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And at the end of the verse, in order to put emphasis on the former issues, the Quran says, وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا, and your Lord is ever powerful. Your Lord is the one who has created all different kinds of people from this very simple water. He created life from water. He enlivened the earth by this water. He let you live on the earth using this water and its enlivening effects, and He made you yourselves also from a kind of water. So that is why you have to believe in the power of your Lord. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا, and your Lord is ever powerful. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.